Mike and Trisha Mornings Podcast. Real, live, local.
Did you watch any of the State of the Union?
Please. Why? No.
I would have thought, you know, maybe you might have watched the opening. Well, see, here's the thing. I forgot that we had a family dinner last night. One of my nieces had a birthday. And, of course, we were all meeting, you know, right at like 6:30. So it was like, you know, what am I supposed to do here? Because if I know anything about my family and our birthday dinners in the middle of the week, it's that they tend to take 3 hours long. And so I was like, okay, if I get there at 6:30 and we eat within 20 minutes, like order within 20 minutes, and then we can get our food within another 20 minutes, I'm like doing the math in my head because I wanted to watch the speech, you know? And that's a whole nother story. So many people were like, ugh, I'm not going to watch the speech. It's not going to, just not going to happen. I'm like, don't you want to know what people are saying? Right. I mean, heaven forbid you be educated on both sides of the aisle, you know?
Don't care before, don't care now.
Oh my God. And so anyway, so that didn't happen. I didn't get home till like almost 9:15. And that speech was an hour and 20 minutes long.
Yeah.
Holy California, man. It was crazy. So yeah, I gotta admit, I kinda skipped through some parts that I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. I don't wanna hear that part. And then I skipped through the parts where, like, you know, there was a whole lot of clapping.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of clapping going on on the Republican side.
Well, they all do.
Not as much.
They all do with their own party.
No, I know. But I mean, it seemed like every single sentence they were like breaking out and, you know, 30 seconds of applause. And I think it ended up being like 70 standing ovations and 110 clappings, you know, which is a lot for a State of the Union. You do get a lot of clapping. You do get a lot of you know, standing ovations.
Yeah.
But that's a lot. And only one president has gone longer than Donald Trump. And it's Bill Clinton.
Really?
Two times.
What?
Yeah. He was like, he had like hour and 30 minute long State of the Union addresses.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's because everybody loved to hear him talk as well. You know, he could have just like been reading ingredients.
Right,
people
right.
Would have gotten up in class.
Recipe cards,
yeah,
you know.
Just something about Clinton.
Backs of cereal boxes.
Yeah, it's just something about him, you know. Just his drawl, I guess. I don't know.
Something, yeah.
I don't know what it was.
I don't know. But yeah. But it
he
was.
He would hypnotize you.
Pretty much. But it was an interesting speech. Since I had gotten the chance to check out Twitter as things were going along while we were at dinner, there were some things that people were just like, you know, oh my God, I can't believe he said that. So I would like go to that portion of the speech,
right?
And I'm like, yeah, y'all need to calm down. Yeah. You need a little overreacting there.
I did notice this morning though, when I was looking at clips and stuff, there was no scrolling of names.
No, that turned out to be on his website.
Oh, so you read wrong?
No. I went back and I read the stories that I was reading.
Yeah.
And they all said broadcast.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, well, okay. But then now they're saying, no, we meant the broadcast on the website.
Oh, I see.
The live streaming.
Because they were streaming it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I was like, what?
I know.
I knew it was fake news.
No. And so I was like, what?
See?
So I went back, I read the stories because I kept screenshots of the stories.
Yeah.
For that reason. Because I was like, you know, I didn't want that to be pulled down.
You know, you know what I think? I think our first clue should have been is that nobody else was reporting it. So that should have been the first clue that.
No, it was on AP. It was on AP. It was on CNN. It was on Fox. It was on a bunch of different platforms, like across the board, like on both sides of the aisle.
Because remember yesterday, you were getting a lot of things wrong.
No, I know,
remember
I know.
Remember yesterday, you were off by like, you know, a month, or, you know, a body location.
Right.
Or something. I mean, you were off pretty much all of yesterday morning.
No, I know. But that's why I took screenshots. I've started doing that a lot because I'm like.
But to prove you?
No.
To prove yourself,
because,
to prove that you were right?
Because a lot of times, sometimes something will go up and then they'll change it.
Yeah.
Or they'll pull it completely from a website.
Right, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
And so I think that's pretty much the standard in newsrooms now. Anytime they see something, they screenshot the heck out of everything.
Yeah.
Especially tweets. Because tweets, they'll put them up for like, you know, a minute and a half or a half an hour or whatever. And then they scrub them from their site.
Right.
You know, and so every single news person I know screenshots every single tweet he does.
Yeah.
You know, and every single tweet that, you know, Hillary Clinton does, and every single tweet that, you know, stuff like that. So I've started screenshotting the daylights out of everything.
Yeah, boy, man, your computer must be full by now then.
No, I get rid of it. Yeah, once I'm done with the story, I get rid of it.
Yeah, once it's been proven, whatever, each way.
Yeah, or the event has happened or whatever. Yeah. So, yeah. But right. That's what happened.
All right. Well, we'll talk about more about the State of the Union address because, you know, the internet does go crazy over various things.
Oh, yeah. Kiss FM. The El Paso Independent School District passed a $230 million bond back in 2007. It was sold to voters as a way to build some schools, but it turns out that some of that bond money was not spent on building schools. It was instead moved to other projects. EPISD says that about $102 of the $230 million was used either for building or reconstructing six schools. Brown Middle School was built in Northeast El Paso, but the Far East Elementary School and New High School in the Northeast that were supposed to be part of the bond election were never built. EPISD says that's because the population did not grow as projected, and the district decided not to build there. EPISD officials also say that enrollment in the areas they thought would see growth is actually declining. So where did the money go? Well, some of it went to Andrus High School. They got about $10 million for updates at its campus. And Irvin High School got about $25 million. About $4 million is going towards other improvements like athletic upgrades to Franklin High School and improvements at Mesita Elementary. And the moon is providing a rare triple threat this morning. Much of the world is getting to see not only a blue moon and a supermoon, but also a total lunar eclipse all rolled up in one. There hasn't been a triple lineup like this since 1982, and the next one won't occur until 2037. A blue moon is the second full moon in a month. A supermoon is a particularly close full or new moon appearing brighter and bigger. And a total lunar eclipse, or a blood moon, for its reddish tinge, has the moon completely bathed in the Earth's shadow.
It's bathed right now.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
If you walk outdoors right now, you'll see the reddish tint starting to happen already.
Yeah, right now is the time to go check out. It's looking really cool. When I walked outside this morning to get into my car, it was so bright. Mm-hmm. It was like noon out there.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think that's super cool. And then as I was driving in, you started kind of seeing a little bit of the change. You know, started getting the little teeny bit of a sliver.
Yeah,
as the eclipse was starting. Yeah, it was really cool. Yeah. It looks really neat. You should check it out.
But if you're driving, please do.
Yeah, don't check it out.
Yeah, well, check it out as you're driving towards it because you'll be able to see it.
Yeah.
But, you know, keep your hands on the wheel.
Right.
And don't look at it too long.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know, you're driving. But yeah, it's pretty.
No, you know what you should do is you should pull in, get in line for a Starbucks or get in line at Taco Cabanana for some breakfast burritos.
Yeah.
And then you can get to work, you know, a little bit later on and say, hey, I had to stop for the, you know, the moon thing going on.
It shouldn't take you that long to see the moon.
Well, you know. And then you can say, but I bought everybody, you know, some burritos, you know.
You just need to look at it a couple of seconds. I mean, you know, come on.
I'm just trying to give people a chance to go get something to eat and drink.
Look, people, it's not a staring contest.
Just need that excuse to stop by Starbucks, man. That's all I'm trying to do. Kiss FM. Okay, let's start with this 37-year-old. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, former boy bander. He's done some acting, and this Sunday he's taking the Super Bowl halftime stage.
Yeah, buddy, that would be JT, Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm, 37.
Love the Justin Timberlake. Can't wait to see his performance.
I know. I'm really looking forward to that.
Earlier this football season, he spoke with the NFL.
Uh-huh.
One of those NFL shows.
Oh, okay.
That was asking him about, you know, his halftime performance and what it was going to be like. And here's what he said he had in mind.
Oops, we can't play that. It's copyrighted material.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to shaking my booty.
It's 12 minutes?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize it was that long because it seems to go so much faster.
Right?
It's like, wow, oh, okay, that's very interesting.
And he also promised that this year's show will be nipple-free.
Okay.
So,
okay.
I don't know if that's good news or bad news.
All righty.
Depends on how you feel about that.
You also share your birthday with this 41-year-old actress.
Uh-huh.
She is in the final season of her blockbuster series, The Scandal.
Ah, yeah. The Scandal?
Not The Scandal.
The Scandal.
The Scandals. I'm watching The Scandals.
That's Kerry Washington.
Unbelievable.
And it is the final season. In fact, 2 weeks ago, the last 11 episodes got underway.
Oh.
So if you didn't know this, tomorrow will be episode 3 of the last 11.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have been setting your DVR. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh. And then you finally shared your birthday with this 48-year-old actress who currently has a show on TV. I don't remember what it's called, but she's using her actual English accent. We didn't know that she was English when we first saw her in Good Will Hunting opposite Matt Damon.
That would be Minnie Driver. The sitcom is Speechless.
Speechless.
It's on ABC. She plays the mother of a kid with cerebral palsy.
Right. One of my favorite movies of hers is this like little movie. It's called Return to Me. It's with David Duchovny. Uh-huh. And she plays this girl who has a heart transplant, and it's his dead wife's heart.
Yeah.
It is such a sweet movie.
Yeah.
It's adorbs. It has Archie Bunker in it. Uh-huh. It's got Robert Loggia in it. It's got David Greer is in it. It's hilariously funny. And Bonnie Hunt,
adorable.
Who's always adorable.
Yeah. And I've always been amazed by all of these British actors and the way they can just do these American accents.
I know.
Because very rarely is it the other way around.
Yeah.
Very few Americans can do good British accents.
Believable ones.
Actors, yeah. Believable ones, absolutely. Very few of them.
Yeah, but she just like lapses right into it.
She does.
Yeah.
She does, and a lot of British actors do. Mm-hmm. A lot of Australian actors also can mimic American accents to a T.
And then we just sound like, I don't know what.
I know.
You know, try to do accents.
We sound like we're doing a parody.
Yeah.
We're all like, hello, governor. You know, and it never comes out right. It just never sounds right.
Yeah, and we've got English and Australian people going, oh, please don't do that.
Right, right.
Don't do that.
Yeah. And we're all like, putting the shrimp on the barbie. No, look, just because you say a phrase of ours doesn't mean you sound like we do.
Exactly.
One last thing, little known fact. Maybe you didn't know this, but Minnie is not her real name. Minnie is her nickname.
Oh.
Amelia Fiona is her real name.
I love Fiona. I love that name. Kiss FM.
Today's best mix, Mike and Tricia Mornings. President Trump, first State of the Union address last night. There was a lot to cover, but I'm going to go with the three things that the internet was talking about.
Okay.
As you know, the internet, man, they always seize on the weirdest, sometimes most inane things.
Totally obscure, yeah.
Yeah, but those are also usually like the most fun to talk about.
Right.
So here are the top three things that the internet, you know, glommed onto last night and this morning that is trending. They're talking about how Melania Trump, the first lady, arrived separately.
Right.
Now, I don't think that's ever been done before.
No, it's absolutely traditional and normal for the first wife, for the first lady and the president to arrive together.
Right, but she arrived an hour earlier.
Right.
And she arrived in her own motorcade, and she arrived with, some people of hers, guests and stuff. And then the rest of it was pretty much status quo insofar as there was no interaction between the two during the State of the Union address, no loving long gazes, you know.
As a matter of fact, a lot of people were saying that she was kind of shooting daggers at him the whole time. And I've seen some video of her, and she she was stone-faced the whole time.
You think so?
Yeah.
But isn't that like Melania anyway? I mean, doesn't she just have that kind of a face?
It is, and she does. She's got that resting face, you know.
Yeah, she always looks like she's mad at you, doesn't she?
She does.
And because of her features, too. Her features are very sharp.
Very sharp, yeah. But see, a lot of times what happens is, and I've seen other, like when other people are speaking and stuff like that, she does seem like she's listening, like she's, you know, like she's taking it all in, you know, like she's acting. It was just like, you know,
but
nothing.
For the most part, the internet thinks that she's still mad at the Donald over that whole Stormy Daniels porn star thing.
Right. Because she also didn't go to Switzerland with him.
Right.
And she was supposed to.
And that was just after the story broke.
And it was like, you know, right before they were getting ready to lift off almost, you know, when she was like, I'm not going, whatever.
And the internet was also talking about how the president spent a whole lot of time clapping at his own remarks. Yeah. And then the third thing that the internet was talking about this morning, we're all abuzz, was a couple of words that the president used during his State of the Union address. Specifically, the words were American moment.
This, in fact, is our new American moment. There has never been a better time to start living the American dream.
Now they're glomming onto this because They're saying, and we have the clip, Hillary Clinton first used it in 2009.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she invented
American
Moment. Here it is, a speech from 2009.
Indeed, the complexities and connections of today's world have yielded a new American moment.
Oh, my.
Yeah, only her speech was about how, you know, it was a moment for America on the world stage. You know, to reaffirm itself as a world leader, to make sure that we did things that didn't look bad.
Mm-hmm.
That was what her American Moment thing was about. The president last night, it was about how, you know, it's never been a greater time to be an American.
Right.
You know, if you have a dream, blah, 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 now's the time, you know, to achieve all these things.
Like kind of that America first thing?
Right, okay. Right. Yeah, that's how he used American Moment.
Right.
But, you know, all the internet could concentrate on is the fact that he stole Hillary Clinton's speech. He stole her words. And now he's probably going to say he invented them.
Of course he did. You he know? Gave them to her.
Just like he says he invented fake news.
Right.
You know?
Oh, Lord.
So that's what the internet is talking about this morning as far as you know, the State of the Union address.
That and the fact that that it was an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me, man. I usually watch every single word. I just couldn't.
Right?
I just couldn't. I had to like fast forward through some of this stuff. I was like, okay, I can't do this.
But it wasn't the biggest, longest, most terrific one ever either.
No, no. Bill Clinton holds that record.
Clinton.
Twice.
Clinton went more than an hour and 20 minutes twice?
Twice, yeah. One of them was an hour and 30, and I think the other one they said was like an hour and 37.
Well, did that include him playing the saxophone? Or no saxophone?
No saxophone.
I had a lot to say.
Right?
Besides, you love to hear me talk, don't you?
It's true.
When I talk like this, don't you just want to take something off? Oh, I know you do.
Stop!
I know you
no,
do.
No, 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 we don't.
My fellow Americans. Hang on, let me get my cigar.
Oh, my God. Kiss FM.
Look at that beautiful moon.
It's so pretty.
Has that reddish tint going on right now. Now, from what I understand, it's going to be at its peak at approximately 6:30 this morning.
Right.
So if you want to take one of those blurry, out-of-focus cell phone photos, you got to start getting up now. You got to throw on something warm and some shoes and get out there and take a photo of this little reddish tint moon. Because you're not going to see it again for a while, at least not these three events.
Yeah.
This super blue
blood moon. Yeah, 2037.
Youch.
Yeah.
So 6:31. Approximately will be the peak viewing time. That's when it's going to be like at its most eclipse.
The prettiest.
Right. At mid-eclipse is what they call it. Because then after that it starts losing tint. And then by 7 o'clock, it'll go down past the horizon. So you won't see it at all.
Right.
So now's the time if you want to do some of that dancing in the moonlight. Okay?
Okay.
Because I can't wait to see all those blurry out-of-focus photos on the internet. I can't. I really can't. Because I just love those cell phone photos.
I know you do.
Can't wait to see that little red dot.
Oy, with you already.
You know? Which that I wouldn't know what it was if you didn't caption it with saying, here's the super blue blood moon.
Yeah.
I'd be, that's what it is. So, as a matter of fact, Tricia, we've got like 3 minutes.
I'm going to run in and go get one.
That we need to know. So, yes, please do start it off with your very own, way in the distant, blurry, out of focus cell phone photo.
I'm on my way. Kiss FM.
All right, well, the internet is dividing people again.
Uh-oh.
You know, like it always does. What color is this dress? What color are these shoes?
Oh, no.
See, the internet is not just good for grainy, super blue blood moon photos. It's also good for dividing the nation.
Now what?
The latest internet debate, and it's going on Twitter, is whether a straw has one hole or two.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that one.
I did.
You saw that one. Okay. Well, what side are you on? One hole or two?
Well, two.
Two. You say a hole has two. A straw has two holes. What about you? What do you say?
I've actually been, keeping up with this.
Yeah.
And it goes by the definition, or
okay,
whatever. So it's an opening, so it would be two.
So you're going with two as well, because that is the argument. The argument for one is that it's just like a big donut, which has one hole. And the argument for two, it's like a tunnel. With a hole to enter and a hole to exit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because if one of those holes on a straw was sealed, it would be one hole, right? Mm-hmm. The other one's closed.
Okay.
Two holes.
All right. That's how you see it?
Yes.
Well, for whatever it's worth, BuzzFeed that website poll. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ran a poll, and 3/4 of the people say straws just have one hole.
Well, 3/4 of the people are stupid.
Just one hole, they say. Or 66% say it's just one hole. It's one big hole.
You know why it's 66%? Because they're 1/6 away from being the devil. There are two holes, people.
I buy the tunnel argument.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
One at either end.
You're absolutely right, because if it didn't have another hole, then there wouldn't be an exit.
Exactly.
Would there?
And you'd only have one hole.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, okay. So
Some people truly believe it's only one.
But this thing is, it's raging on Twitter, yeah. Man. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just going on and on and on.
I saw it yesterday, and I'm like, oh, my God, are you kidding people?
Yeah.
Look, one, two.
Yeah.
Come on. And the dress was gold.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the dress.
How quickly we forget.
Right?
Oh, my
Whatever.
God.
She's a millennial.
Totally, man.
I'm just fighting about straws now. I don't care about a dress.
She's on to the next, man. Forget the
exactly.
dress.
Exactly. Screw that dress.
They've got those little teeny
tiny. Eat a Tide Pod. You know, eat a Tide Pod.
Eat a Tide Pod.
Get a straw. Yeah. You know. That's what we do now.
Have you seen the latest meme? They've got a can of Clorox. Like a Coke can of Clorox, and it says to wash down your Tide Pods.
Someone that works with our company had put something really funny saying, oh, come on, just drink Clorox like we used to do back in the day.
That's right. Be a man.
Yeah, all come right. on. What happened to the Tide Pods? Just drink the Clorox.
I like the one with the Fabuloso. And it said, what's up with this purple drink?
Oh.
That's the one I like.
Man, I love me the Fabuloso.
Oh,
it's
who
amazing.
Doesn't love, the,
love that
the
stuff.
Drink, baby. Kiss FM. Photo that you posted on KissElPaso.com in all its grain glory.
I thought it was a pretty decent shot.
Mike and Tricia mornings on 93.1 Kiss FM. It's about gone, man. So if you want to see this very rare, very rare moon.
You better run outside right now.
Boy, oh boy, let me tell you what. We need more of these grainy, blurry shots on Kiss El Paso's Facebook page. I mean, at least you can see that it's red.
Yeah.
I've seen way worse. Where
and there's
it's just
no filter.
Like no filter.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why it's super grainy. But then, you know, most cell phone photos are super grainy.
That far
when you're
away.
Trying to take long shots like that.
Yeah. And trying to adjust for all the other lights around it and everything like that.
And I don't think you should have written, show us your moonshot, because God knows what we're going to get.
I should have rethought that. I should have thought that better.
You need to think about the people that are on Facebook.
But it was very pretty.
It is pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty to the naked eye.
It is.
Not so pretty in photos taken with cell phones.
I think it's kind of pretty in the cell phone,
but
too.
We'd still like to see yours, though.
Yes, yes.
So post it on the Kiss El Paso Facebook page so we can make fun of it later. By we, I mean me. When's the next time we're going to see one of these things?
2037.
Yow.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
Are we even going to be alive in 2037?
I don't know.
I don't math well.
I don't either. Let's see.
No, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. Honestly, I don't want to know.
Okay.
Suffice to say, I saw this one.
Yes. So there you go.
I'm good with that. Blurry and grainy as it is.
As it is.
I'm happy to
have
seen
it. Oh, yeah. It's only 19 years. We'll still be alive.
19 years? All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I figured I got at least 20 more in me. So
at least you get that. Yeah.
Yeah. Kiss FM. Facebook fights. It's a new feature on the show. When we see drama on Facebook, we act it out. Boy, oh boy, there's always kinds of drama on Facebook. All right, so this one has a whole lot of parts, man. So we're really going to have to be on our game for this one.
Okay.
Let's see. There's Aaron, Wanda, George, and then Tammy comes in there at the end.
Right.
For this Facebook fight about EP Deadbeat Fathers. All right, so then, Tricia, you're going to be two people. You're going to be Aaron and George.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And then, Emily, you're going to be Wanda.
Okay.
And I will make an appearance here as Tammy.
Right.
All right?
Okay.
Ooh, okay. Let's see if we can make this one happen, boys and girls. Okay. Here we go. Facebook fights on 93.1 Kiss FM. Aaron.
EP dudes be like deadbeat fathers. Never there for their kids, but will raise the F out of a pit bull.
Wanda.
If that ain't the fugly truth, texting your kid every once in a while does not count as being there for them. Neither does buying presents.
George.
No offense to you both, but keep your dirty laundry to yourselves.
Erin.
I don't think so. My wall, my words.
Wanda.
Do you fridge, feed, or finance either of us? No, you don't. You need to think real hard about who you're talking crap to.
George.
Well, I think you need to grow up and stop complaining about your baby daddy issues. You don't seem to have a problem cashing the checks.
Oh, Tammy.
Truth, ladies. Life is filled with choices.
Erin.
Shut up, Tammy. You know better. Hashtag Skittles.
Tammy.
What's hashtag Skittles?
Wanda.
That's because you have a child for every color in the rainbow.
Oh, dang. Tammy.
Whatever. Hashtag angry thoughty.
I love it. That's okay. Great. I was like, Skittles?
Ah, me too. I've never heard Skittles. What's that?
That's hilarious.
Facebook fights. When we see drama on Facebook, we act it out.
You've been listening to Mike and Tricia Mornings. For more, visit KissElPaso.com or download the 93.1 Kiss FM app for free to your iPhone or Android.